The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing great today, Gil. I'm excited to talk about two rooms where, you know, we spend a lot of time, the kitchen and the bathroom. So,
oh. Yeah, absolutely. And kitchens are a good project to undertake in terms of getting value back when you sell.
Absolutely. Remodeling Magazine's latest 2013 cost versus value report says, on average nationwide, a minor kitchen remodel could return more than 75% of its cost when you go to sell the house.
And you get to enjoy it in the meantime, too, so that's nice. So what's trending in kitchens?
Casualness is really new. Gone are a lot of the elaborate trims and fancy vent hoods in favor of much simpler and sleeker designs. Now, we were at the Builder Show, the International Builder Show in January in Las Vegas, and we heard some architects there call kitchens today part of the prep, eat, and play triangle, which is a flexible and casual living design that combines your living, your dining, and your family rooms, really kind of the heart of the home.
Yeah, that idea of the open floor plan has been around for a while, and you hear buyers constantly talk about wanting that now.
Absolutely, and it isn't going away. You know, that's the thing. It's just evolving. So in support of this trend, appliances are going behind closed doors. You're seeing more of hiding them behind wood panels and faux veneers, so they integrate better with the overall living space. You're not seeing these, you know, big hulking KitchenAid stuff. But don't bet on stainless going away anytime soon, because that is still very hot.
Okay, so give us some idea of the trends HouseLogic is hearing to inspire folks' remodeling projects so they know what they should be going after when they do this.
Okay, so like we said, kitchens are getting simple and more modern, less elaborate detail and trim. In fact, the National Kitchen and Bath Association reports in its annual survey of kitchen designs that transitional design, meaning a simpler, more modern aesthetic, has surpassed traditional design as the preferred type for the first time in the association's history.
So our taste of thing is really changing here.
Could be. You know, this would be a good time to talk about how to simplify. You know what you get when you throw a grenade in a French kitchen?
What?
Linoleum blown apart.
No, we don't recommend you try that at home.
No, but you know, you got to blow out your old way of thinking about kitchens. So I have more tips for you. Can I keep going?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so, you know, darker furniture-like finishes are getting really popular in the kitchen. And at the other end of the spectrum, so is pure white. And you know what we're blowing out, to go back to that little joke? The
yes.
Middle ground is being blown out. So that natural oak, the maple, going away. White painted cabinetry has been on top of the kitchen and bath survey since last year, and it's been climbing for 3 years. So that's likely not a fad. That's probably here to stay for a while. And one trend that's near and dear to HouseLogic is that the survey indicates LED lighting is getting more popular, which means consumer awareness of energy efficiency is growing, so more designers are specifying it. Now, use of compact fluorescent lighting, CFLs, and incandescent bulbs has stayed about the same.
And not to veer off course here, but LEDs are the more expensive of the efficient options among light bulbs, right?
That's true, but prices will drop as they get more popular, and they last a really long time. They use 75% less power and last 25 times as long as traditional incandescents. They're marginally more energy efficient than CFLs, but can last anywhere from 3 to 10 times as long. We've actually got an article about this on how to choose the best bulbs for beautiful light at HouseLogic.com. And basically these days, with all the options available, CFLs, LEDs, halogen incandescents, you do need kind of a game plan to help you achieve the right mix of aesthetics, cost, and efficiency in your home.
All right. What else?
Glass. Let's talk about glass. Glass finishes popping up everywhere in the kitchen, especially glass tiles installed as backsplashes. And it's really nice when you have a soft color painted on the wall and then you apply clear glass panels over that color. Gives a deep sheen that really harmonizes with today's contemporary looks. And as a bonus, it's easy to clean.
All right, Pamela, thank you for more trends and remodeling best practices. You can go to houselogic.com/radio for plenty of helpful links, right?
Absolutely. And can I say one more thing about remodeling?
But of course.
So I just want to note that trends are just that. They're trends. And your enjoyment of your home is absolutely what's most important. If you don't love it, don't bring it into your home. Weigh your need to keep up with trends, because you might sell one day, with what makes you happy today.
Very good. Very true. Pamela Gerds-Kabadi from HouseLogic.com, which you can follow on Facebook. Pamela, thanks as always. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jim.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.